Laura looked at her father, who was greasing his boots. His mustache and his hair and his long brown beard were silky in the lamplight, and the colors of his plaid jacket were happy. He whistled cheerfully while he worked, and then he sang.
The birds were singing in the morning, and the marrow and the ivy were in bloom, and the sun over the hills was a-dawning. It was then that I lay her in the tomb.
It was a warm night. The fire had gone out in the fireplace, and her father did not build it up. All around the little house in the forest, there were little sounds of falling snow, and from the eaves there was the drip, drip of the melting icicles. In just a little while, the trees would be putting out their baby leaves, all rosy, yellow, and pale green. There would be wild flowers and birds in the forest. Then there would be no more stories by the fire at night, but all day long Laura and Mary would run and play among the trees, because it would be spring.